His name is Gonzalo de la Cruz. He's spent half his life in Wisconsin prison, serving a sentence of life plus 20 years for shooting a Milwaukee bartender in the back of the head during a drug deal gone wrong. De la Cruz has been diagnosed with terminal liver cancer and is expected to die in a few months. During an interview at the Oak Hill Prison just outside Madison, he showed me the liver spots on his swollen legs and a letter from the UW Carbone Cancer Center that said no further treatment could stop the cancer's spread. He says he's not pleading for release, but he spent 33 years locked up and he wants the prison to follow the procedures laid out in state law.
I will do another 33 if I know that I'm going to walk out the gate. You know, I don't want to die in prison. I'm not here to blame anybody. What I'm saying is, under their own guidelines, you know, they're supposed to take in consideration this. So far, they've been neglecting to do so.
De la Cruz is originally from Texas, and he spent his youth getting into trouble. Before his Milwaukee murder conviction, he spent 11 years behind bars, first in a Texas prison for a robbery and then in federal prison for transporting illegal immigrants from Mexico across the border. That extensive criminal record is one of the reasons prison authorities have refused to grant him what's known as compassionate release. Kathleen Nagel is the chair of the State Parole Commission.
We need to remember the victims and the victims' families. And victims' families do not like that term compassionate release. And I understand why. I don't care for it either. The greater good is really what I need to look at to assure there are no more victims created by this action.
But three of De La Cruz's seven sisters are ready to care for him in their home in Minnesota, and that state's Department of Community Corrections has cleared him to come and spend the last few months of his life under their supervision. Michelle Hughes is an attorney with Disability Rights Wisconsin who is advocating for De La Cruz's release. She says he's had a clean conduct record in prison for the last 3 years, and she's baffled by prison warden Deirdre Morgan's refusal to grant him parole.
You know, I asked her would there be any point in time in his health where she would feel that he wasn't dangerous, and she said no. I'm really not understanding from my point of view why he's still dangerous.
Gonzalo de la Cruz is 66 years old. He's spent more than 40 of those years locked up. If the cancer doesn't kill him before his next parole hearing in April, he'll have another chance to make his case for release. If he doesn't make it that long, he'll likely end up in the prison hospice at the Dodge Correctional Institution. Last year, 25 prisoners died in that facility. Advocates for de la Cruz's release say the state could save the money it will cost to care for him there if he's allowed to go home and die. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.